It's always a joy to have you with us, child of God. You're welcome to yet another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Olumensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God speaks to us on a sermon titled, All Gave Some, But Some Gave All.
Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12 verse 41 to 44. And I read, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how people cast money into the treasure. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mite, which makes a fatten. Verse 43. And he called unto his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasure. The treasury, verse 44, for all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Can I get an amen? I want to speak to you this morning on a sermon I entitled, All Gave Some, But Some Gave All. All gave some, but some gave all. Hallelujah. Martin Luther said something, and I quote. He said, a religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, and suffers nothing is worth nothing, unquote. He also said again, and I quote, there are three conversations necessary. The conversation of the heart, the mind, and the purse. Of these three, it may well be that we moderns find the conversation of the purse the most difficult, unquote. And what Martin Luther King was saying was that anytime that it comes to issues about money and about the purse is one of the difficult areas in our lives. Hallelujah. If I have a conversation with you, it can be a good conversation. But if I start to talk about money, the attitude changes. If I start to talk about money, the mindset now changes. Hallelujah. If I promise you that I'll give you iPhone 24, which is not come out yet, but because I am a friend of the Apple company, they said they'll release it to me, and I say I'll give it to you the very day it's been released, your attitude and your demeanor towards me will change. Hallelujah. If I promise you a Mercedes-Benz C300 or C or S-Class, that by the end of the year, I, Sydney Olumensa, I'll give you Mercedes-Benz, your attitude towards me will change. Hallelujah. So Martin Luther is saying that we moderns find the conversation of the purse to be more difficult. And times when we talk about money, people remove their attention or they take their attention somewhere else. Once upon a time, my dad told me that his father told him that money is like removing the hair in your nose. And it's that painful. I don't know if somebody has tried it before, but is that painful? Hallelujah. And that is how money is. But when we look at the scripture that we read, we get to understand that certain things happen. And I want to teach you that. Hallelujah. Number one, we realize that there was real giving, and the real giving was a sacrificial giving. Hallelujah. So number one, there was real giving that happened in that setting. And the real giving was a sacrificial giving. The word poor means pauper. And we realized that the woman was poor. She was not just poor. Even her demeanor, her clothes, her facial expression. She was actually poor. Hallelujah. So the woman lived in deep poverty. Her appearance, her dress, everything about her showed that she was poor. And the coins that she put in, the might that she put in, was all that she had. And it was a desperate need for her. Hallelujah. And the point here is that what she did was not just giving, but she sacrificed. Somebody say sacrifice. What the woman did was that she sacrificed. The others gave, but she what? She sacrificed. Are you understanding me? The others gave whilst it did not cost them or it did not hurt them. Because they gave from the reserves. Am I communicating? But the woman sacrificed. She gave everything that what she had. She did not give the spare. She gave everything that what she had. Am I communicating? So her gift cost her so much. The gift that she gave, the seed that she gave, the might that she gave, it cost her so much. Somebody say cost. I can't hear you. Say cost. The money that she gave, it did not just cost her, but it hurt her. The money that the woman gave, it hurt her. It was all that she had. Hallelujah. And she did not give because it was a spare. She gave because it was a sacrifice. She gave because it would cost her to give. So whilst Jesus is speaking to the disciples, he says that look at this picture. And he says that what the widow gave is much honorable than what all the others gave. Am I communicating? So Jesus is saying that she gave a sacrificial gift. It was not just because she gave. It was not just because she had, so she gave. She gave because it was what? A sacrificial what? Gift. Hallelujah. She sacrificed her meal. She sacrificed what she would leave at the end of the day and give that particular day. She sacrificed everything that she had in order to give. Somebody say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Remember, I'm speaking to you this morning on all gave some, but some gave all. Look at somebody, say all gave some, but some gave all. Hallelujah. The thought that we see here, number one, about this thing that Jesus said, or this story that Jesus said, was that the difference between giving is that giving sacrificially and giving a spare. Hallelujah. That I don't just give my spare. I don't give my leftover. I have to give what will cost me. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So sacrificing is giving something that will what? Will cost you. Not what? Your spare. So sacrificial giving is giving when it hurts you. When it what? It hurt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go to a boutique now and you buy a beautiful shoes, I want to talk to the ladies. If you buy a very beautiful shoe, that was just the only shoe left and it was very beautiful. And you happen to be that person that got there and bought the shoes. Immediately you bought the shoes. Whilst you left the boutique, you heard a voice tell you that, give that shoes out. And the Lord mentioned a name. And he said, there is a lady called Elsie. She is this type and this type. She hails from City of His Presence. So go and give her that shoes. and you bought the shoes for $1,000. $1,000. Please, can I get real? How many of you will give that shoes out? Please, let's be real here. You give it out, right? It's happening to you. Let's celebrate here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You enter a showroom and you open your bank account and wire an amount of $500,000 to buy one of the latest cars in town. Immediately they give you the keys. You sat in the car. You heard God audibly speaking to you. Go and give the car to your uncle. Can I get real people? How many of you do that? Okay. So that's why we are real people. Hallelujah. Please clap your hands for the person sitting by your side. The difference needs to be stressed because God expects sacrificial giving. Hallelujah. If the world and believers will understand what it means by sacrificial giving, then we will tap into the riches and the resources that God has for us. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Amen. Number one, I said real giving is sacrificial giving. Number two, real giving is measured by how much a person has left, not how much a person can give. How much a person has left. Real giving is measured by how much a person has left, not how much a person gives. So Jesus called his disciples and he used this great sacrifice of the widow, and he says that, look at what happened here. He tells the disciples that, note this, that there are three facts here that happens. Number one, he says that they are all giving an offering to God. Hallelujah. They are all the people there, the rich men, the widow, all of them. Like we come into the house of God, and all of us, we are giving what? An offering to God. Let's go back to Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. Hallelujah. It says that many that were rich, they cast in what? Much. Was it the spare, or it was what would cost them? It was the spare. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes, people will give you things, or people will dash you something, but it does not cost him or her. He's giving it to you because it's a spare. Are you understanding me? I'm not saying that your used clothes and all that, you cannot give it to the orphan. Are you understanding me? But you see, when you are giving to God, you have to give something that will cost you. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So they all gave an offering to God, but the widow gave everything that what she had. Hallelujah. Number two lesson that we note here is that the ones who had plenty gave more money, much more than the widow. Hallelujah. Their contribution were generous. They had a lot of money. That is fine. Their incomes were dazzling. Their salary were huge. They gave a lot. But in the eyes of God, somebody say, in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, who gave more? The widow gave more. Hallelujah. In the eyes of God, the widow what gave more. Why? Why is it that in the eyes of God, the widow gave more? Because God measures what was kept than what was given. God measures what was kept, not what was what given. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So the widow had less remaining, and others still had what? They had much. The widow had given more than what she had, and others had given what? Less. And that is why Jesus said that her offering and what she's giving is respectable and honorable before me. Am I communicating? The widow had sacrificed more. The others had sacrificed what? Less. Somebody say sacrifice more. Say sacrifice more. So the truth of the matter this morning is that God count what we have left, not what we give. What we have what left, not what we give. He count the amount of sacrifice, not the amount of money. Please note it well. He count the amount of what sacrifice, not the amount of what of money. The money that is coming, is it a sacrificial money? Is that which will cost you? Am I communicating? Is that something that what will cost you? So he counts the amount of sacrifice, not the amount of money. So that is to say that the gift matters. And if the gift matters, then the gift would have to what? Will have to cost you. Somebody say it has to cost me. Say it has to cost me. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 24:24, and the king said unto Arania, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither. Please put it there. Let's read it. 2 Samuel 24:24. Please, let's read it. And what? Hallelujah. The underlying word here, he says that I will offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God, of which doth cost me what? Nothing. It has to what? It has to cost me. It says that neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God, of that which doth what cost me nothing. It means that it has to what cost him. Are you understanding me? I cannot give if there is no cost in it. Do you understand cost? I hope you understand, right? It's me my offering, and I say, if I am giving to God and it does not cost me, it is not sacrificial. Sacrificial means that you have to sacrifice something that will what? Will cost you. Hallelujah. So that is why the Bible says that, and God told Abraham, he said, go and sacrifice your son to me. And when he lifted the dagger, the Lord spoke to him. He said, see the ram in the thicket. And it was accounted unto Abraham. Are you understanding me? So the Lord is teaching us here that there are times in our life, not just times, but every time in our life, that anytime we come to the house of God, whether whichever area we find ourselves, it has to cost us. Listen, this thing we are peddling here and there, it is not a joke. Hallelujah. If you are part of the family, it has to cost you. It has to cost you your time. It has to cost you your sleep. It has to cost you everything. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus said that if you are willing to follow me, you have to what? Deny what? Yourself. Look at somebody say, deny yourself. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21, it says that, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Hallelujah. Number 3, real giving seeks to have a need met. Real giving seeks to have a need met. Note the word. She of her want did cast in all she had. She of her want did cast in all she had. So she had a great need for food, clothing, and shelter. She took all her need and gave it to God. And how did she do that? She quantified her need financially and gave it what? Unto God. She took money and she gave it unto God. For God to give her what? Her need. She needed clothing. She needed shelter. But she gave her all unto God. Hallelujah. I spoke to you about the first, I will be possibly be touching that, God willing, next week, that Anytime I give my first to him, he redeems the others. Are you understanding me? If I give him my first, he redeems what? The others. Am I communicating? So that is why when you are paying your tithe and you give your 10% to God, you give it to him, you say, Lord, as I give it to you, you take care of the rest of my income. I have seen people, sometimes people can give you like 5,000 CDs. You will wonder how, what will happen to the money. By the end of the day, he's left with one CD. And sometimes the things that you even want to do with it, you realize that, hallelujah. There are some of you, immediately your salary comes, you begin to get strange calls and you cannot resist them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will call you, it is that day your salary will land that somebody will call you that I am hospitalized. And it happens the time your salary will land. Some of us, when money falls in our hand, it doesn't stay for long and it goes. Am I communicating? You need to check your priority. You need to check when it comes to your giving word to God. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? The Bible makes us understand that the woman gave what? He gave her all. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verse 38, it says that give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and runneth over. Shall men give into your bosom? It says that for with the same measure that ye met with thou, it shall be measured it to you. Hallelujah. So how much I give is how much I receive. Am I communicating? You see, that is why Cain's sacrifice was not received. And I will teach on that, you know, God willing, possibly next week. Sometimes people, you know, you cast your offering, you put your offering in a bowl, and it's like somebody is forcing you, it's like someone is putting pressure on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told somebody sometime, I said, you have to be grateful to God. There are times where being hospitalized can empty your entire account. Is it not true? Being hospital can empty your entire account. Money that you have saved, it can empty like that. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read together. Manda baku embe adu asgeba askime anda kuende baku shelebe. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. Let's read together. It says that, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Debit in, debit out. I sow one seed, I reap one seed. Hallelujah. This is not men's gold. What you put in is what you receive. Hallelujah. And Jesus says that when you sow, sow with a cheerful heart. Don't sow with burn your face. Hallelujah. Sow with a cheerful, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. When you are sowing, be cheerful, be happy. When you are bringing your offering into the house, be happy. Hallelujah. Put your offering, put your seed, put your tithe, be cheerful. You can imagine when you are giving and immediately you put your offering. Hallelujah. How can God bless you if your heart is like that? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Give me 7. 7. It says that, well, let's read together. As he what? In his heart. So let him give, not what? Grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth what? A cheerful giver. And you know, Obiam be chinchimunsa. Hallelujah. Obiam be chinchimunsa. Come and bring 10,000. No. You have to give what? Cheerfully, not what? Grudgingly. If you are giving and it's not from your heart, then don't give. Are you understanding me? Some people give to people, it's not from their heart. Then why are you giving? Because there is no blessing in it if it's not from your heart. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, give cheerfully. Say, give cheerfully. Number four, real giving is giving all a person has. Real giving is giving all a person has. So what the woman did was that she cast all that she had, even all her living. Can you imagine? Look at somebody and say, can you imagine? Please slash more. Where look how to do? Slash more. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. She gave what? Everything. Everything that she had. She gave all her living, not just part. She sacrificed, but all. She could have easily said that, listen, you know what? I don't feel like doing it. She could have said that my gift is too little. She could have said that, you know what? I understand. Or maybe God actually understand. He doesn't expect me to give so much. He understand. He is Baba God. He is okay. No. But she gave all that what she had. Somebody say all. Say all. Say all. There are two lessons that I take from here. She gave everything. All that she had. That number one, we lack devotion and dedication in our commitment to God. In her giving to God, she committed everything. And you see, most of us, that is how we are in the house of God. We lack devotion and dedication in our commitment to God. And I don't know whether it has to do with life, money, whether it has to do with serving in his house. There is absolutely no commitment. Am I communicating? There is absolutely no commitment. Number two, the lesson that I learned from here and I want to propose to you is that sometimes we lack in boldness in giving. We are not bold to give. Hallelujah. When we are giving, we are not what? Bold. You must be able to hey, now I'm in the corner. Hey, Charlie. Hey, now me come on me. This month, how will I survive? It no be so. Hallelujah. Now me come, how will I survive? So most of times we find ourselves in a place where we are not what bold to give. But Jesus says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 21, Jesus said unto them, he says that if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Listen, some of your charity you've done and some of your giving you've done, you are storing treasures not on earth but in heaven, and one day the Lord that diligently reward, he will reward you according to your giving. Whether you give sparingly, the Lord will reward you. Whether you give bountifully, the Lord will reward you. I prophesy to you, may your faith be activated in your giving to him, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen, some of us say our blessings are tied to giving. Hallelujah. Our blessings are, we don't give to God, we don't give to men. We are as tight as the manna the Israelites had to store till the following day. Hallelujah. Sometimes God even speaks to us and still we resist that. This is the voice of the devil. No. No. Hallelujah. And there are times where when we are giving, we think that it is too small. So let me just hold it back. There are some people that say, I want to parade my offering for the whole and bring it on Sunday. By Friday, the offering will deparade itself. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can even hide it, go and put it somewhere. But then we will ask, try us to go and look for it and now take it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, learn how to give. Jesus said in Matthew 19, he says that, and every, Matthew 19, 29, it says that, and everyone that had forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother, please put it there. Let's read together. It's very important. Let's read together. Church, let's read. Why is it underlined? Okay, let's read. Shall receive what? An hundredfold, and shall inherit an what? Everlasting life. Are you understanding me? Some of us, we have forsaken certain things to be here. Some of us, we have denied certain things to be here. But Jesus is saying that, listen, your reward will not only be here. I will reward you on earth and I will reward you in heaven. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I don't know what you have been through for the church. I don't know your sacrifices, whether rain or shine. You are coming, people are criticizing you. It looks like things are not working, but the Lord says, I will not only reward you here, but I will reward you in heaven as well. I came to speak to somebody. Your time of reward is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you have the ability to be able to give. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tap somebody, imaginary high five. Tell the person your reward is coming. Say, may your giving be activated. Hallelujah. There was this, look at somebody, say, all of us, we are willing to give some. And look at the person, say, but are you willing to give all? Look at the person, say, a total commitment. And then I make count ourselves. Catch them, say, a total. Hallelujah. The woman, she totally committed. I can imagine. God help me. I can imagine this rich daddy, I can imagine these rich guys, you know, with their bullions and flexing their muscles here and there with their perfume, and they put their money inside. You know, I'm sure they were even showing it, you know, dollars, like everybody see that there is dollars. You know how people like weddings, they just come in. I don't know where that thing even came from. That wedding, and you see people come on, and the most boring aspect, sometimes one CD, they've changed two CD, they made it plenty, like, so they can, why don't you go and carry like some dollars, and then, you know, and now they put it there and they thought that they've done well, and Jesus is looking at them and saying, nah, this is the leftover. This is the spare. I don't want the spare. No, don't give me the spare in your commitment. I want your all. Don't give me just the spare. About how many hours? 168 what hours in what in a week or something? And the Lord said, I just need 4 hours. I just need 8 hours of your of 168. And then you say, Lord, no, I'll just give you 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 1 hour. No. The Lord say, I need that will touch you. I want that will cost you. That when you are coming, you are saying, Lord, look at this. I have sacrificed to be here. That is what he's looking at. David said, no, I want something that will cost me. Don't give it to me for free. I want it to cost me. Are you understanding me? Because he understood that for you to raise an altar, for God to receive that sacrifice, it has to what? It has to cost you. Hallelujah. I look at this woman, a woman of God. She comes all the way from Pokwasi back there. Some of you are here. And all the time you are coming to church. And when you go through trial, Bible says, it says, remember my sacrifices. You go before the altar and say, nah, God, I have lived the kind of life you wanted me. Lord, this is my request before you. I have sacrificed. Listen, the Lord, he is an unchangeable God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today, and he's the same forever. Look at somebody, I see an elevation coming to your life. Hallelujah. Jesus speaks to a young ruler, and he says that in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, he speaks to a young ruler, very nice man, posh man. He says that, so likewise, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. If you do not forsake everything, you cannot what be what my disciple. Are you understanding me? So for you to be his disciple, you have to what forsake. Are you understanding me? You think that is easy? Huh. Are you understanding me? To forsake when you know you have to wake up early, come to church, you know you have to, and then your bed is calling you. You know how your bed calls you when you wake up? Say, you know, like your leg touched some part of the bed and it's calling you, sleep more. That's what they call the bed is calling you. Hallelujah. Yesterday, my auntie was telling us something about alarm, myself and LP, and was saying that, you see, if you want your alarm to wake you up, don't put it by your side. Put it somewhere far. You know? So when you even insult the phone, it will still ring. But when it's just by your side and it rings, you just click it, bam. You know? Then what's the essence of setting the alarm? Hallelujah. And some of us, we are part of me, I'm part, you are part. Don't look at me like I'm real, I'm fake. Hallelujah. I'm real, I'm not fake. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's put it somewhere where it will ring. Before you get up, but I know some people, they will get up, go and stop it and come and continue their sleep. Pastor Kobe, is it not true? Yeah. Those people, they need angels to visit them. Luke chapter 9 verse 23, it says that, and he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Listen, put it there for me. Let him deny. Luke chapter 9 verse 23, he said to them all, not one, them all, he said, and including you and I, he says that if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. What? No, don't jump. Cross what? Daily. He didn't say weekly. He didn't say monthly. He didn't say yearly. He says what? Daily. It's not like I'm in, I'm not in, I'm today, I'm in. No. He says what? Daily. And what? And follow me. You know how to carry the cross? The cross comes with pain. The cross comes with criticism. The cross comes with a lot of sacrifice. The cross comes with people saying that are for you. Why? All the time, church, I think. That's where the cross comes. And he says, I carry it and what? And follow me. And I love what Luke chapter 14, 26, 27. Then Peter began to say unto him, he said, lo, we have left all that we have to follow you. That is what Jesus wants. We have left what? All that we have what? To follow you. Don't look back. Look forward. Don't look back. The Lord is speaking to me to tell somebody. He says, don't give up yet. He says, I'm with you. He says, for the past 2 weeks, you have gone through a lot. But he says, I should tell you that don't give up. He says, don't give up. He says, don't give up. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, he says, Yea, doubtless, it says, and I count all things but loss for the excellence. Put it there for me. Philippians chapter 3, verse, it says, yea, doubtless, I count all things but for the what? The excellence of the knowledge of what? Of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win in Christ. I prophesy on this word, may you win in Christ. It looks like you are sacrificing. There is nothing to show forth. I came to tell you that you will win in Christ Jesus. Your life will shine for the glory. Your life will shine for the glory. I came to tell you, it looks like you are sacrificing for far too long, but man cannot see, but it's a God that sees your sacrifice. May that blessing come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Years ago, please sit down. Years ago, we used to go to the field. We are praying to me, bonfire and swash fear. And some guys, you know, look at us and yeah, these guys, they are crazy. Bonfire, Koshe Park, Tanakum Park, pray kaya. Small rice and stew we ate. Go and kabe kaya. 11:30. There was this time they started killing people, putting their rituals on Tadisco Park, you know. still were sneaking, going to pray. And my mom was telling me, hey, be careful, son, be careful, son. You know, around 2 a.m., sometimes we are coming and one of the guys, I'll be preaching and he'll be interpreting. And sometimes he'll preach and I'll interpret. Can you imagine me interpreting? It was superfluous. Hallelujah. And all these things were carrying. Following my prophetess, carrying. See? Carrying. Sacrificing, carrying. Go for program. Nice guy like me, carry her back. Yeah. Mama, she's sitting down. I use my towel, clean the chair, sit down. I'm tired. I see spot on her shoes. I clean. Like that. Woman, man. We are sacrificing. We knew what we wanted, what we were looking for. Are you understanding me? Times we go and pray. We can't go back home. So she has some kitchen there. Not that kitchen, your kitchen, where towels and all that. This is some years ago thing. Hallelujah. And you're sleeping and you see mouse. Now you don't know whether to pray in tongues or shout hallelujah. The mosquitoes were biting us. And we'll get sick. We'll get healed. Bounce back again. Be praying. Sometimes people look at you, they say, you just came recently. No, we didn't come recently. Hallelujah. Somebody say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Mark chapter 14, verse 3. I remember we went to Takwa for some dry fasting. Fasting. That was the day I when we finished, I don't know why that happened. That was the day we finished the fasting, and that time Kufo bus. So, you know, that was the day we joined that Kufo bus, and then somebody, you know, was going to Takrade, but was carrying a goat, and they put the goat under there, you know, where they put the luggages. I see every fasting year, I cut a cradia, the anointing quay. No, Piakofa, I go to the Akoshep. And the way the people criticize that guy, they did this. What is this? Hallelujah. But some of these things, it happens. Are you understanding me? Bible says in Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 8, says, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spinard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there went some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, now watch this, let her alone, why trouble ye her? She had wrought a good work for me, on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. Verse 8, she had done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the barren. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said. She said that what the woman had done, she's done what good. Somebody say good. Somebody say good. Because it symbolized her precious and priceless possession. How many of you will give your priceless possession? Hallelujah. Like very soon, by the end of the month or possibly early December, we'll have a Thanksgiving. And we say, come and thank God. Come and thank God for the whole year, what the Lord has done for you. And somebody will look at it and say, let me just give anything to God. No. She gave her what? Her priceless what? Possession. And this was priceless to her. Because, you see, gone were the days at that particular time where a laborer's daily wage was 300 what? Denarii. Or a denarii. Hallelujah. It was a denarii. And this one cost about 300 denarii. So that was like a whole year wages. If you hear the Lord tell you, bring your whole year wages to him, will you do it? You say no. He will understand. Hallelujah. But this woman gave what? This is like a whole year Wages. Matthew chapter 20 verse 2. Put it there for me, please. Quickly. Oh, quickly, please. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them what? Into the vineyard. So he could understand that this is a whole year. So he saved what? A penny or a denary? A denary for the whole year. So 300 what? Denary. And then he has this or buys this ointment and then pours this priceless possession on the feet and on the head of what? Of Jesus. This was priceless. It was something. Listen, she could have said, you know what? Why don't I set a look for some, or maybe look for something cheap and come and give it to Jesus. And that is how some of us are. We give that which is cheap to him. You'll be in catching and say the whole year. Then a farborn out the man yamia account and kasa account. Listen, I bet if the Lord tells you, go and sell your iPhone and give it to the house of God, most of you will not do it. Hallelujah. Where is Pastor Paul? Minister Paul, yeah. Where is he? He's hiding. You, what phone are you using? What phone are you using? iPhone what? 12. 12 Max. Hallelujah. How many of you have iPhone 14? We have iPhone 14. Hallelujah. If I tell you, I hear from the Lord, give me your iPhone. Will you say, no, this one you didn't hear well. I'm sure you even give it to me. But see, you go and say, this man he prophesied, but this one there, no. This one I doubt. The woman gave her priceless what? Possession. Are you understanding me? And you see, in the Eastern time, the Eastern women, what they did was that perfume was a precious item to them. Perfume was a precious item to them. So Mary was taking the most precious possession and giving it what? To the Lord. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And the anointing him was something that showed a sense of what? Commitment. It was beyond sense. Are you understanding me? It was beyond sense. And she was showing what? A sense of what? Of commitment. And some of us, in our giving to God, there is no what? Commitment there. But the woman showed what? A sense of what? Commitment. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Let me rush you through. So the Bible makes us understand that Mary was driven to express her faith in the Lord and her love for Jesus personally. What? Personally, not for any man or for Jesus. What? Personally. You see, how you see God or how you see Jesus will be how you see his church. Am I communicating? How you see Jesus or how you see God is how you see what? The church. Are you understanding me? If you see the church or you do the church some way, it's the same thing as what you will do him. You see, that is why judgment will start in the house of God. Hallelujah. And we want to bless God that Christ will come early. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ will come early so that we will all join him. Because if judgment will start in the house of God, then I can imagine that when your ability to give is being tested, then it will be as porous as something. Hallelujah. Especially in this time where we have the Akufo-Addo Ghana CD, where it is pegged with a dollar and it's nothing to write home about. And you are supposed to give to the Lord. You are thinking and saying, how is this possible? I have seen men that have given their land to God. Men that have given their land to God. Not grudgingly, but with a cheerful heart. Are you understanding me? I've seen men that have sold their properties to God. There was a prophecy that came to a guy and he didn't understand what was happening to him. And they said, because your parent, they labored for you. They were givers in the house. And that is the blessing you are enjoying. He said, now I understand. There are some things you do now you may not understand, but you are creating a pathway for a total dependency of resources from God in the future. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Mary was driven to express her faith in her Lord and her love for him personally. So the most significant person in Mary's life was the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to write this thing down. True love sacrifices self. Please write it. True love sacrifices self. Those that are in a relationship, this will also help you. True love sacrifices self. And it gives of itself all that one is and has. All that one is and has. You can also write this thing down. Love is not really shown when we give only what we can afford. Love is not really shown when we give only what we can afford. It is when we sacrifice, we dig deep into our lives, money, and give ourselves all that we have. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that again. It is when we sacrifice. Love is not really shown when we give only what we can afford. It is when we sacrifice, when we dig deep into our lives, our money, and give of ourselves and all that we have. That is what we call, you are really showing what love. The more we sacrifice, the more we demonstrate our love. The more we sacrifice, the more we do what? We demonstrate our love. Some are willing to give, but are they willing to give all? Judas called it waste, but Jesus called it worship. Yes. And this story is very important because, you see, there is something they call it Paul's giving. And something could have happened to Mary and she could have said, let me forget about it. But there are times where even in the house of God, when sermons are being preached and you are touched now to give. Now the bulls are not here. Hallelujah. To touch now and to give. Paul's giving. It happens like that. You get up and then you give. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you think about it, 1, 2, 3. And that's when the enemy tell you, but this one, is it not the one you use for bus home? Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. But this is something that happened to her and it was memorable. And we are even talking about it now. Imagine if it didn't happen. Are you understanding me? So there is a certain extravagance in love, what Mary did. And love knows well that there are moments in your life, what you do, it does not return that day. But one day you will see the result. Are you understanding me? You think you are loving too much. You might not see the result now, but you see it one day. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Some of you in a relationship is always like you are giving, you don't see. Continue to give. One day you will see the result. Am I communicating? Love put into the world a fragrance which time cannot obliterate. And that is what happens. That love add a permanent legacy of lovingness to life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8, 11 to 12, it says, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be performance also of that which what you have. Hallelujah. And verse 8 says that, for if there is a first willing mind, please watch this. If there is a first willing mind, it is acceptable according to that a man had, and not according to that he has not. Is it there? For if there is what? A first what? Willing what? Mind. Hallelujah. Some of you, by the end of the year, will have our Thanksgiving. Immediately we end this message, there is a first willing mind that comes into you that you want to give 50,000 Ghana cedi. And you know you can give that money. And that's the first willing mind. But immediately you get out of this place, you buy one egg. Whilst you start eating, you begin to change your mind. That, why don't I become Ananias and Sapphira? Hallelujah. Let me just change my mind. Let me stop just doing this. No. Hallelujah. Listen, the Webster's Dictionary explains sacrifice as the surrender or destruction of something prized or desirable for the sake of something considered as having a higher or more pressing what claim. Are you understanding me? I want you to tap somebody, not imaginary, high five, and say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Jesus said that for whoever will save his life will what? Will lose it. I'm closing. It says, but what whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel shall what? Shall save it. Mark chapter 8, 35 to 36. It says, for what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose what? His soul. I can tell you, some of you, the day, Nyamin Pengu, but definitely we will all go one day. Hallelujah. But some of you, all your shoes you've bought and your clothes, they will give it out. Hallelujah. That wedding dress, you might not even wear it. They will give it out. Are you understanding me? But how about you lose all these things, but you don't lose eternal life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you, what fire you asking? What would your chichiru bo? Oh my God. Would you ask your chichiru bo? Sir, listen. This was it, done. Saturday done. We're on the N1 like that. Just right in front of us, a Toyota saloon car. Just some few meters. Just meandered off the road. The N1, the bush, N1 bush road. Was moving here, moving like this, maneuvering. All of a sudden, he hit one of the rails there, and then the car just smashed somewhere. But God being so good, the car didn't somersault. And he just I'm sure he applied some brakes, and then that was it. You can imagine around that time. You get up from your house, you are going to work. You go and you come back. And you think it is normal. Jesus. I have heard somebody in the U.S. Osioku Tunisie, U.S.O. Enye Ghana. Meme kan jem se Ghana. And Ghana, Dr. Sninye. Oku Tunisie. Okoye wamba bim. Are you understanding me? Oku Tunisie. Okoye waede wamba bim. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 10 verse 8 says that heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devil. It says freely ye have received, but freely you will give. I want to end my sermon with a quote from John Wesley and Martin Luther. John Wesley said something. We know John Wesley, right? The founder of the Methodist Church. He said that, and I quote, get all you can, save all you can, give all you can. We say, get all you can all you get, and sit on the lid. Unquote. And that is our lifestyle. Get all you can and sit on the lid. Forget about everybody. Martin Luther said, and I quote, he said, I have tried to keep things in my hand and lost them all. But what I have given into God's hand, I still possess. Unquote. Somebody say, Lord, I want to learn how to give. I want to learn how to sacrifice. There was a story of a church, and they were raising funds for building. And a young servant, a young lady, like Mavis. Yeah, young, right? Yeah. Yes. A young lady came, and then she gave so much money. And the elders were like, no, this is strange, because we know you. You are a servant. You know, you are not like a businesswoman. So they pried her and said, we want to inquire. So they called and they said, thanks for the Thanksgiving offering you gave, for the raising of the, or the project, the building project. But please, where did you get the money? So she became quiet a bit. She looked at the elders, about four of them. And then she said, let me tell you where I got the money from. He said, I'm a servant in my master's house. When I heard what the church was doing, I went to my master because I wanted to give my all to Jesus. I didn't know how to do that. So I went to my master and I told my master, Master, all my wages you pay for me, and even that of your hairs, can you give it to me for the rest of my life? And she said, before you do that, do you like the way I work? And the master said, yes. He said, you are a very hardworking lady. He said, okay. So you want me to give you your wages for the rest of your life, including my hairs that will come? He said, yes. So they paid her all her wages for the rest of her life. And she carried those wages and brought it to the house of God. Please be upstanding on your feet. You can't clap your hands. The lady said that she wanted to put her life on the altar for Jesus. She didn't know how to do it. She didn't know how to do it. For her, time was of the essence. So she realized that we need the only way out. So this is a way of giving her all. There was a story in the Buddhist world that they were given to Buddha, whatever the name is. And then one lady, she gave. Na ne du kuna weyi. Weyi bibia de ko, until she had nothing to give. And the priests were telling her, no, go back. She said, no, I still want to give more. She said, no, go back. She gave until she had nothing to give. That she stabbed herself and said, I want to give my life. How many of you want to give everything to God? Your money, your life, everything. There was a young lady in our church. You see, sometimes, when people are doing things, see, the enemy is very crafty and can persuade you not to do that which you'll be blessed from it. A lady was in our church. One time she was paid, she took part of her salary and said, I have seen that the auditorium, and not just inside of the auditorium, the outside of the auditorium. Pastor Kobe, you are here, right? You are my witness. We don't tell fake stories. She went to buy paint and made painters paint the entire building and even the inside as well. Painted the entire building. And you know where she is now? I won't tell you. See me after church. You see, sometimes you think there are certain things you are doing, and you see, you do small, you stop, you do, and you are not sure. That's why when you are giving to God, when you are sacrificing, and I'm talking about money, time, life, everything, do it with joy. And don't stop. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Amen. Do not stop. This man, I'm closing. Hallelujah. When we started City of His Presence, we were all believing God and all that. They got some contract and all that. He landed his first job. He brought his first food. He said, Lord, this is my first food to you. It's that of my increase I give to you. That of my increase I give to you. And you think God will disappoint him. Even in his hardest time, the Lord will see him through. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Some of us, we don't know how to give. And because we see Jesus as some idol or something. Hallelujah. Look at somebody's face. Ask the person, how do you see Jesus?
How do you see Jesus?
Say, how do you see Jesus?
How do you see Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody here, after a long time in, he saw a titan. He realized there's been dilly-dally. God has calculated everything and brought it back to the Lord. Some of you, you just look at now they are paying you 5,000 cedis a month or 4,000 cedis a month. You can't pay your tithe. How about if they start paying you 20,000 basic salary? Or any K? How about they start paying you 20,000 basic salary? 10% of that is how much? Is what? 2,000. And that 2,000 you are calculating and say, ah, that can get me some Brazilian hair. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We are robbing God in our giving. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
We are robbing what? God in our giving.
Yes.
Your 10% you are even bringing is not 10%. It's 2.5.
Yes.
Nah. Hallelujah. Yes. Look at the person by you. Say, I'm being real. Hallelujah. It's not. And some of us say, you know what? Nyame, me do kame tuya. Me do kame tuya. Me do kame tuya. You are telling God, say, do. Hey, Christopher, pa. You tell God, me do kame tuya. Me do kame. And you see, we pile it the whole year. And even when we get the money, we are like, you know, God, you will understand. Small one. Lord, take that small one. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
And there are some that are faithful. They know, listen, that even the job I'm in, it is just by grace. It is what? Just what? Grace. By grace. A guy in a, I was speaking to a doctor. I told you, Nana, I was speaking with a doctor. And I met him first time and we clicked that time, you know. He said a guy was playing a keyboard like that. When he started a keyboard, he didn't have a job. So he was coming to church. Immediately he got a job. Hello, Pastor. Pastor Yami Shao. If you have a fine.
Yes.
And then it tarried for a while. For a while. And you know what happened? He lost the job. And he came back. And now the keyboard, he was playing it with him.
Yes.
But this pastor was laboring and praying, God, give this guy job. Give him job. And he got a job. And he told me one guy too, he was paying him. And time up and over. So one day he came and said, yes, sir, thank you. Please go and look for Runaway Church and go there. Because here you can't fit here. Our commitment and our sacrifice is nothing to write home about. How do you see Jesus? You see, how you see him, it determines your commitment, it determines your money, it determines what everything around your life. Look at somebody and say, how do you, ask the person, how do you see Jesus?
How do you see Jesus?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see how fake we are and how we are believing God that will become real is that when we put there that we have an invited guest speaker, you have people that will come early, others that will not come early. You see, that is why Jesus said that my coming will be like a thief word in the night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, your coming to church is not coming for me. You are coming for Jesus. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
It's not, you see, always don't see me or don't see this or see what? See Jesus. You are coming to what? To worship him. If you are here, you are praising, you are singing, so whatever, it's not for me. is for what? It's for Jesus.
That's right.
Into what sorry I won't ban no commitment, no sacrifice. It's not for me. It's for Jesus. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
It is a thin line. Today you are blessed. Tomorrow you forget where you come from. My father told me, he said that always remember where you came from.
That's right.
And brighten the small corner where you came from. I want you to move around. Please touch us. We won't pray. I'm done. Hallelujah. Touch as many people as you can. Tell the person, are you committed?
Are you committed?
Do you give?
Do you give?
Do you pay tithe?
Do you pay tithe?
Do you give offering?
Do you give offering?
Move around. Move around. Please move around.
Do you give? Are you committed? Do you give? Are you committed?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.